Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon. This week, we're talking about different ways of seeing, including a story about scientists who are designing a retinal implant that works by sending chemicals to your brain, much the way working retinas do. But first, reporter Chelsea Wall tells us about an animal with lousy vision, but a unique way of seeing with sound.
Humpback whales make this trumpet sound only when feeding, but why they do it has long been a mystery. Now, physicist Orest Diachuk of Johns Hopkins says the sound may help the humpback size up a school of fish. He says the sound consists of several notes, and fish of different sizes absorb different notes. So if one humpback trumpets below a school, a partner listening above the school could identify the fish.
And a whale near the surface, according to the theory, would say, yeah, I hear all the notes except one. It's the middle G. I said, ah, well, in that case, that must be hearing.
He says humpbacks are known to hunt in teams, and he hopes to test his hypothesis by attaching microphones to them and listening in.
Thanks, Chelsea. Marine scientists recently gathered in Halifax, Nova Scotia, to announce the Ocean Tracking Network. It's an ambitious program to set up arrays of electronic monitors all over the world's oceans. Scientists will outfit many thousands of marine creatures, from fish to whales, with tiny transmitters that can relay their location and local water conditions. The fish can help scientists monitor fisheries, pollution, and climate change. Researchers at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution recently tested a new underwater digital microscope that can be dragged along behind a ship. It photographs, identifies, and counts tiny organisms that pass through it. They found that one type of plankton called trichodesmium, an important supplier of ocean nutrients, is three times more abundant than was thought. Now, reporter Justin Warner tells us about a new effort to restore sight to people with damaged retinas.
Some scientists are developing implantable microchips that can take over the retina's job. Generally, these chips contain a grid of receptors that respond to light by stimulating the retinal nerves, which pass the information on to the brain. Most of today's prototype implants use electrical signals to do this, but Stanford University chemical engineer Stacy Bent is developing a biochemical version.
So where the chip interacts with the nerve cell, instead of putting out an electrical signal, it's going to release a little pulse of a chemical called a neurotransmitter that the nerve cell responds to.
Since that's how the real retina works, the chip should be more compatible with the eye. And unlike electrical probes, which stimulate a whole cluster of nearby nerve cells, neurotransmitters can target individual nerve cells, thereby creating the potential for sharper images. In fact, in lab experiments, Bent's team is training retinal nerves to grow right into the chip.
And you can use certain proteins that the cells respond to and different nerve growth factors that cause them to send out little dendrites and axons, and they follow this path that you've created to attach wherever you want them, and in our case, it's to the individual pixels.
Even if they're successful, restoring normal vision is a long way off, since right now they can squeeze only so many receptors onto one chip. But it's hoped that the first implants will allow people to see crude shapes and motions, which is a big step up from nothing.
Thanks, Justin. Well, while some researchers are striving to restore vision to the blind, others are working to help deaf people hear. Chelsea Wald tells us about a spin-off from this research, a robot that uses sound to locate threats on the battlefield.
A robot called Red Owl may soon help soldiers locate the source of gunshots. It's based on sound processing technology originally designed to improve cochlear implants for deaf people. New field tests show that this technology can accurately identify and log the locations of many shots in rapid sequence, like those on a battlefield. Engineers Socrates Delagorge of Boston University says it's modeled after the way humans and other mammals hear.
Basically, neuron by neuron, how the mechanical structures take sound pressure waves, convert them to electrical signals, and how the brain uses those electrical signals.
Once Red Owl locates the source of the gunshot, it turns to the shooter and zooms in with a camera. And though it could still be a while before Red Owl makes it to actual battlefields, Delagorge says the sound processing technology has proven useful in many other situations. These include monitoring machinery and taking a census of frogs.
Thanks, Chelsea. Well, gas prices may give you sticker shock, but badly paved roads can drain your wallet without even warning you. This according to Lynn Irwin, a professor of highway engineering at Cornell University. He says the cost per mile of driving on rough roads can be up to 67% higher than on smooth ones, for several reasons.
One of them, just the bouncing and jouncing, tends to increase tire wear, increase wear on shock absorbers, and so on. In many cases, vehicles that are used on rough roads depreciate more rapidly than those that are not used on rough roads.
Since 1988, Irwin has been part of a study that's tested over 2,000 patches of highway for hidden signs of weakness. Based on the research, highway agencies are now changing the way they pave roads. The new methods factor in local weather and vehicle traffic and can also predict when the road will need repaving. Well, that's all for this week's Science Update podcast. If you have a science question, remember to call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT or submit it on our website, www.scienceupdate.com. If we use your question in the podcast, you'll win a Science Update Smarten Up coffee mug. You can't get it in stores. You can't buy it on the Home Shopping Network. You can get it only by coming up with a great science question. Next week, we'll answer a listener's question about why fireflies light up, and we'll look at a new computer program that could help teenage girls get through tough times. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.